Good day. This is Holistic Reality Post and Talk. Holistic Natural Health and Reality Analysis, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. I'm John David Miller. Today's topic is Holistic Natural Health Knowledge. Although great strides have been made in holistic natural health over the last 40 years, in assessing where we are and the expansion of the knowledge, it is obvious from the growth of degenerative disease, hospitals, and pharmacies that many people still have much to learn. We have been unknowingly exposed to many public poisons most of our lives. Our health is eroded by small doses of toxins from pollution and chemicals used in agriculture, industry, medicine, food, water, and household products, as well as electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs, from cell phones and Wi-Fi transmissions, and geoengineering sprays in the air. These are contributing to diminished mental ability and degenerative diseases. More and more people are coming to understand that this attack is intentional. The cabal of world corporate controllers have an agenda to lower the intelligence, shorten the lives, and reduce the numbers of the masses while feeding the coffers of their medical industry. It is critically important to learn about what harms us and the natural ways of supporting better health. A basic maxim of holistic natural health is that there is only one disease, distress of the organism. Like a shaky three-legged stool that could easily tip over from imbalance, there are three interrelated aspects of this distress that can undermine health, either individually or more likely collectively. These are toxins, malnutrition, and tension. The concept of holistic health was developed in the 1970s. Great improvement in well-being is achieved in attending to whole self health. Understanding the effects of diet, pollution, and stress, as well as mental and emotional states on physical health and vice versa. Better health on every level of our being is the purpose of the holistic approach. The key principles of holistic natural health are, first, detoxify the toxins from poor digestion, imbalanced metabolism, unhealthy thinking, and public poisons. And we have a website for that, publicpoisons.com, where you can see a list of those many public poisons, some of them, most of them. Avoiding exposure as much as possible to these. Number two, nourish the body with life-supporting organic foods, superfoods, and pure water. Thirdly, exercise and tone the body. And fourth, relax stress and tension while cultivating a positive attitude of wellness. These can be pursued on all levels of the whole self, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of both the individual and society. Detoxification needs to occur on the mental, emotional, and etheric spiritual levels, as well as in the physical body. Similarly, nourishment is essential for all aspects of our nature to have a long and well life. In addition to organic, mostly raw, natural foods, a healthy attitude, creativity, and good thoughts, such as loving kindness, are important. Organically grown natural foods rich in antioxidants and enzymes are the essential selections for eating wisely and building good health. Especially valuable choices are seeds, sprouts, and a combination of fresh produce items, ideally from one's own garden. Genetically modified organisms, GMOs, and highly processed food products harm health and engender disease. There are also many added chemicals in those products. Organically grown seeds such as amaranth, buckwheat, quinoa, alfalfa, beans, sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, and milled flaxseed are all very valuable embryonic foods. These are all seeds that are the beginnings of life in the plant and contain a high amount and a variety of important nutrients. Probiotics and other support for the immune system and pure water are important as well. Minerals are essential to the health of living organisms. Deficiency of minerals is common due to chemical agriculture. Minerals are normally restored to soil with organic farming. Choose organically grown food whenever possible. Growing food for your household is wise, especially organically grown plants from non-GMO heirloom seeds. Plan your garden and obtain heirloom seeds and the soil-building materials to grow good food. Meanwhile, you can grow sprouts, lettuce, and other crops indoors or in a cold frame or a greenhouse, even in the winter. Superfoods like organic milled flaxseed, flower pollen extract, and Delicious Greens 8000, a superfood mix of over 50 different superfoods and herbs. These offer a great variety of minerals and other needed nutrients in easily utilized form. North Atlantic kelp is an excellent source of trace minerals, including iodine that is essential for the thyroid and the immune system. You want to avoid Pacific kelp because of the radiation from the Fukushima disaster. Each of us needs to learn as much as we can about natural health and to gather the supplies to do so. Form a mutual support group to help each other with gardening, preparing foods for storage, and other aspects of self-sustenance and survival. At the same time, relaxing both tension and the concern for what stresses us leads to a calmer approach to life. A review of past problems and traumas can be done with an attitude of acceptance of reality, forgiveness, learning, and gratitude for improvement. This helps us move on to new experiences with less impairment from recycling our past disturbances. Walking, hiking, and biking outdoors, especially in nature, is a holistic exercise that has mental, emotional, and spiritual benefits. Yoga and other forms of contemplative exercise are beneficial as well. The real self is the center of our awareness and the individual agent of our holistic natural wisdom. That wisdom is enhanced by shared knowledge and experience. One's true self can be the guide for the process of life improvement. Superfoods like Northern Edge, organic milled flaxseed, Delicious Greens with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, organic spirulina, flower pollen extract, and herbs are all very important to be added to the diet for the minerals and phytonutrients compounds that they provide. Please visit reallywell.com for outstanding superfoods and other natural health products and information. Opinions are much more common than knowledge. Life is for learning in holistic reality and growing in love. Now is the time to understand and move with purpose. Thank you for listening.